back again, Mary, you said then you took an interest in Colum Killian. You have a lot of knowledge of...
Well, I was always interested in gardening because it was beautiful, and when I was working there for a few years, it was even nicer. And we used to go to visit Jimmy Cunningham. He's dead now. His sister was Mary Geller from Treisler. She always took us on the 15th of August. Manus drove us, and we'd on the tourist first, and then we went down to Jimmy Conahan's and we had a meal. And Jimmy would tell you all the stories. And he was a boatman in Glenveagh, Jimmy.
So you learned from him about tourists?
Oh, well, should have learned more about something about a flag was lifted where the garden clay was, and it was put some other place. But then the story we heard that why the garden clay is white, that St. Colum Kill's mother hemorrhaged. I think she was Ethna.
She was Enya, yeah.
And that is, the ground then turned white, and then there were a Freel that lifts the garden clay. So Dan Freel's mother was Freel as well as his father. They were both Freels. And them young fellas now, Jimmy and Dan and Ban is dead. And I don't know how many more boys, but I used to know them.
So only the Freels can lift it?
Only the Freels can lift it.
So what would you, I mean, I have it myself, but what would you, would that Carton clay protect you from?
Oh, it protects you from
fire and...
protects you from everything, because the one last night I have it all over the house and the phone in the house, every room in the house I have it.
Do you?
Yeah, in the phone. Josephine told me that.
Right.
Do you do that?
Tell me, you said you go out to Carton every New Year's Eve. Tell me your wee story there.
The wee story there, you like to go out and Kathleen Doohan says the rosary. If anybody can say a dicket, she prays for good health for the people that's dead and for all those things. And it's just a nice rosary, and it's very nice. And there's a cure in the water that night.
New Year's Eve.
The old people told you. And there was another story, it was Protestants lived there, Jesus. And they lived up, you see an old shed still, there's sheds to your left hand side as you're going up along the wall doing the terrace. And now it's a man in the name of Bavard has that. And they took up the holy water to boil potatoes, and they took up the fish. Granny told us this. And she said if they were on, the over would come back, they wouldn't be boiled. And the fish was supposed to slide out and get down to the well. And they're supposed to be burned on one side. That's what Granny told us.
So Mary, let's go back again to the Torres. Like, you have a lot of knowledge about the Columbia and the Torres. Could you go through that? Like, you've done it often.
Well, you take off your shoes at the well, and you go up there in the bare feet, and there's a little stone sitting on a flag, and you go round three times with that. And if there weren't on any holy water than that, when you were finished, you put a wee taste of holy water to get up from the well and put it in the little hole in the stone. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't. No, I wouldn't be.
That's what Mary Geller always taught us. And then you go out, you keep going to your right, and there's a pile of stones behind the little church, and you lift one up and you put it up, and you go around that three times, and you do that for three times. You go on up then, keep to your right, and there's a standing stone. You go around that three times, and you still say the prayers. You have to say the 15 decades of the rosary, and you rub your back on the stone and you kiss the stone. And when you've that done, you come along then the wall at the top of the graveyard. You still keep saying your rosary. You come over then at the front of the graveyard, we'll say, and you cross on them, and you go up, their daughter's buried there, and I don't know who else, and you go round that, and you do the same for three times, and you lift a small stone, and you do that for three times. So when you're finished there, you come down to a standing stone again, and there's a little pile of small stones, and you do the same again for 3 times. And when you're finished there, you come on down and you go round the well outside, and you do the same again, and you say your prayers then for the bottles of water you left, and you're still in the bare feet. So I think that's about that.
Yeah. How long would it take to do it?
Well, it'd just take an hour or maybe two. Take your time and do it.
And it's done on the 9th of...
From the 9th to the 15th of August.
9th of June.
To the 15th of August.
Any time between...
Any time between that. And you also have to do well as well on the 15th of August, as well as garden.
Mary, have you seen or know of people who have been cured?
Oh, yes. Bill Geller was cured. He had a bad motor big accident, and his knee was giving him a lot of trouble, and he got better off his knee. So one time then we were up, and there was a man from Letterkenny got cured, but I don't know who he was or anything, but the man was there and said he got cured.
And your friend here in Creasla?
Oh, she, Mrs. Geller, or Mary Geller, Mary Mandy is one knew her, she always went back to Gart, where she was from, and she took me with her, and Manus used to drive us. We had a nice day out, last year, Marjorie and our sister Mary McGill and Eilish Gillen and Margaret McGonagley. So I done showed them what to do, and we went down to the cross and showed them and made them lie in the stone. Come back then, and the water goes up the hill, it's the Aber Bridge, because there were a man caught a salmon there, and St. Colum Kill wanted it, and he says no, and the man says you'll never catch another one there.
You never catch another salmon?
No. And you don't really know if the water's going up the hill or not. Really, you need to see it.
You think it's nearly gone up there?
Yeah. Well, I think it must be. Yeah. Going up to the Garten Lake, or it is Garten Lake. Mm-hmm. So then we went on round then. There's a few stones then along the Chapel Road, as we call it, that if you had the toothache, you go and you just...
Say a few prayers.
But we didn't get down to the Holy Well that day because it was raining badly. It was very stormy, and we just didn't get down, but I was down many times before, but it's not marked very good. There should be more, you know, about it.
Should be more organized.
Yes, it should be. And it's a wonder the priest now in Churchill or that doesn't. But this is a beautiful well, and there's a flag in the top of it. And St. Colum Kill was over in the Derivay Mountains, and he got thirsty, and he must have jumped over there, and he scraped, and he got a beautiful well, and there's a little stream coming out of it, and the water's so cold, it's beautiful.
And Mary, do you remember we were talking just earlier there a few minutes back, we were talking about New Year's Eve?
Yes.
And you always like to visit there. As in Garton.
Yes.
You said this year, with the storm we had, there wasn't a breath of wind up in...
No, that was some time ago.
All right, you tell me the story then.
That was, I don't know how many years that was. It was a very windy night, and there were ESB men out here in poles, and the wind was severe. And when we went to Garton, you wouldn't think it was the same night at all.
Nice and calm.
Oh, it was very calm. I'll never forget that. That is true. Willie Conan, I know Willie Conan was there as well. There's some of the men that used to go dead now. Danny Nealis and Gracie Kelly and Paddy. Remember the lady was suffocated in the house? They used to always go. And different people. So you can go to Doonwell that night too, but I would rather go to Garten. But I hadn't been up this while, but at the end of this year, maybe.
You won't.